Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Minutes. Matt Cottrell will join the show here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with you as well.
Have you seen the Kane Brown tweet or Instagram post yesterday, which is great? It's him, Travis, and Taylor at Tight End University, and it says, when you think you're the special guest,
but you're not. That's great. That's so accurate.
It's really good. Yeah, I love it. The NFL has just put up a tweet with the picture of the three of them. He goes, yeah, Kane Brown, when you think you're the special guest, but you're not.
All right. Taylor Swift.
There would be some people that would be pissed about something like that, though. You know they would. Like, Aaron Rodgers would probably be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, if he showed up and he was told he was going to be the special guest and then Taylor Swift came on stage and performed, he'd be so mad. Him and Dungy would sit in a corner and talk about plays.
We asked on the text line 913-586-7965, who's an athlete in Kansas City sports history that went from hero to heel? Text line says Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but my problem is, was he ever really a hero?
Oh, God, yeah. They were chanting his name in the stadium after all of his allegations pre-draft.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a loser as a human being.
He went with the peace sign, buying 10 jerseys. Yes, he was a hero.
For some, but I think there were also some like me.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
There were some people that will always have the past that would taint what he was. But, like, yes, dude. I mean, people were peace signing it. Tyreek.
Yeah.
That's hero status, man.
Yeah, you're right.
They chant your name, man. It doesn't matter. Like, if 5 people hate you, if there's 79,000 people chanting your name, you're a hero.
Yeah, but he has gone from hero to heel, you know?
Yeah, mine would be more so, because we talked about Whit Merrifield retiring, and someone's asked Dusty, why are you considering Whit a heel? And for me, it was like, you liked him here because he was, you know, sour about the Ben Zobrist deal, right? And then he had his, you know, moment where he had the hit streak and he was two-hit wit and he was the all-star and had a really good, you know, 3-4 year career here. And then there's like the whole COVID deal, which whatever you want to take on that, whatever your take is, how you want to judge somebody, that's on you. But then it was more so like how he left, how he said he didn't want to do this, but then he went to Toronto, so then he did it because you could only get into Canada by getting a vaccine.
He said at the time, if I was playing on a better team, maybe I would consider
that was
doing
there.
It. That was
and,
it.
And then, like, throughout his career, there were just, like, these bitch and moan moments throughout. Like, these guys, it's all about spin rate, so they're hitting batters more often. Or you're on top of the plate and because you're an aggressive hitter. And it just kind of was, like, one of those things, like, oh, God, that guy played for us, and all he did was, like, you know, be and moan about everything all the time. And then it was just like, you know, before that he kind of did that because he wanted to be pulled up into the roster and he had to earn his stripes in Omaha. And then they went and got Zobrist and I should have won a World Series and I came from winning a College World Series and all this sort of stuff. So that's one. But for me, it was always Neil Smith.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because of all teams you could have gone to in 1997, you went to the Broncos.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs had the
ring chasing.
The Chiefs had the best team in 97 that they had had in one of their franchises' best team. They were 13-3, host the Broncos here in Arrowhead and lose.
Yep.
And the Broncos go on to win the Super Bowl. Not only that, Neil wins another with them in 98, wins 2 Super Bowls with my most hated franchise in sports, the Denver Broncos. So for me personally, if that's how we're doing this, my hero to heel, because dude, I was sacking the teddy bear doing the George Brett swing.
Why wouldn't you been, right?
I put Band-Aids over my nose for no apparent reason. I had a Neil Smith jersey. I had met him a couple of times. And then to the Broncos at 10 years old, I was devastated.
Did he go back to hero, though? Like, did he earn his stripes back here? And I feel like he did. Obviously, he lives here now, and he's a big part of everything that goes on. I think people have more so come to peace with Neil Smith, you know, kind of coming back. I don't know if everybody feels that way, but I think, you know, he's back in Kansas City. He's been living here for 20 years now. So I would imagine that a lot of people, he went from hero to heel, maybe, I don't want to say back to hero, but back to somebody that you could tolerate again after he left for the Denver Broncos. Some people would say Tony Gonzalez on that list as well. But I will tell you what, Tony Gonzalez was ahead of the curve. And so I can't put Tony Gonzalez into that category because he read the writing on the wall with this Pioli and with Haley and all of that stuff. He's like, I'm out of this, man.
But he also did stuff after
he
that.
Did. Yeah, he
Atlanta
did.
Atlanta made my career.
Right. Yeah.
That's tough to hear.
It is.
That sucks.
It did. Yep.
That's brutal.
It did.
Because it didn't.
It did. No. Because you did nothing in Atlanta. You know, it is nothing. They never won anything down there. And so, but now obviously he's back in the graces of Kansas City because this is the cool place to be. And you know, with Travis and everything like that going on and and whatnot. So he made the right decision at that time. He saw that writing on the wall. He's like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Brian Waters did the same thing the year later. Like, I'm out of this mess. This is an asylum here is what this is. And so I'm getting the hell out of here. So you got guys like that have made the list before that, you know, have kind of changed the way you view them because they were ahead of the curve a little bit. But Whit Merrifield, to me, man, like everybody loved that guy. And then he said, if I was playing for a better team, I would have done things differently. Well, nobody wants to hear that in Kansas City, right? We know you didn't play for some great teams and whatnot, but you can't say those kind of things because no other city would have revered Whit Merrifield after his playing days other than Kansas. He wasn't anywhere long enough. He was here the longest and didn't leave on great terms, and I think that leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
What about Billy Butler?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he ever really became heel per se, you know?
Was he hero?
Yeah, people kind of liked him. You know,
I liked him when I was a kid. I thought he was
39,
awesome.
39,000 people booed one man because he didn't select Billy Butler to the Home Run Derby.
Yeah. And I remember when he came back and we snuck him in the back. People were waiting out front to get his autograph things like that. So, no, I think people still like Billy.
The number one answer on the text line comes from the 816, Frank Dumbass White.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
I can't believe that's his middle name.
I know. It's Dumas. It's pronounced. It's French. It's Dumas. Yeah. Frank White is absolutely number one on that list. Yeah.
Can he still be a heel from career wise, not personality wise? Like somebody's like, oh, Neil Smith's a great guy. It's a terrible take, Dusty. I play golf with him. He went to the Broncos and won two Super Bowls.
He may be a great guy, but from a sports standpoint, he went to the biggest rival.
I'm sure Bobby Witt Jr. going to Detroit.
Yeah. Like do Red Sox fans like Johnny Damon because he went to the Yankees afterwards or Roger Clemens? Uh-huh. I mean, you know, some of those guys, like you go to your biggest rival, man, from a sports standpoint, they may be a great guy, but man, I can't like you. You ditched me for them.
I don't know if this is a bad one. You guys would know better since y'all were there, but I don't know if he was ever a hero, but Lynn Elliott?
No, he was never a hero.
Yeah. Okay. He was just a great kicker, so I didn't know.
Yeah, he was with Dallas and the Chiefs, and then he made me cry.
Yeah. Had the heel part down.
I don't know. There's not any Jack Parkmans on the Royals, are there? Like, there's nobody that was.
No.
Juan Gonzalez?
There was. What's it? Jose Guillen. But Jose Guillen.
What about Damon?
Jose Guillen is miscast. I mean, that guy, and I don't know if I'm supposed to share this story, but I'm going to anyway. There was an usher at Kauffman Stadium who needed a van. She had a handicapped son and needed a van that could, you know, get a wheelchair, and he purchased the van for her. And so like people talk about Jose Guillen being like this guy they didn't like. Some of the stuff that he was doing behind the scenes, like that kind of stuff, changed my opinion of him.
Yeah, because he was so good in Anaheim or whatever they were called then. Somebody says Bo Jackson anytime he put on a Raiders uniform. That's it. That's what's interesting about growing up in that time period. It's like, imagine if you had a guy that was a Royals player, but then he went and played for the Broncos.
Yeah, what do you do?
That's weird.
Right? Like, what if Caglione was a quarterback, but he was the Broncos quarterback, and he was your Royals right fielder?
And then you're like, do I wish for him to get sacked and break his leg in football, but then he can't play baseball, you know? Like, yeah, it would have been crazy.
Somebody says on the text line yesterday with the announcement of Whit Merrifield retiring, some people were talking about Whit being in the Royals Hall of Fame. I say no. What say you? No, there's no chance.
No.
There's guys that go in way
Jesus,
before.
Whit in the,
is Wade Davis in the Royals Hall of Fame yet? That guy ought to go in before anybody else.
And he may not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like
dang, really?
I don't know. I mean, like, literally, like, 3 years.
I know.
Now, yeah, three dominant years.
Check, please.
And a World Series, correct.
Yeah.
But, yeah, tough.
Yeah. Whit Merrifield and the Royals Hall of Fame. We're not that desperate.
No, that's just what they said. They saw people on the.
I mean, I know Frank White's in it, but I mean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.